Then swineherd Eumaeus, you answered him and said, Antinous, you speak but ill, noble although you are. Whoever goes and calls a stranger from abroad, unless indeed the stranger is a master of some craft, a prophet, healer of disease, or builder, or else a wondrous bard who pleases by his song. For these are welcomed by mankind the wide world through. A beggar who would ask to be a torment to himself? But you are always harsh, more than the other suitors, to the servants of Odysseus, especially to me. And yet I do not care so long as heedful Penelope is living in the palace, Penelope and Prince Telemachus. Then said discreet Telemachus, Hush, do not make him a long answer. It is Antinous' way ever to tease with ugly talk. He stirs up others too. He spoke, and to Antinous in winged words he said, Antinous, finely you care for me as a father for his son, bidding me drive this stranger forth by a compulsive word. God, let that never be. Take of the food and give him. I do not grudge it. Indeed, I bid you give. Be not disquieted about my mother or any servant of the house of great Odysseus. But in your breast there is no thought of giving. Far better you like to eat than give to others. Then answering, said Antinous, Telemachus of the lofty tongue and the unbridled temper, what do you mean? If every suitor gave as much as I, for 3 months' space at least, the house would miss him. So saying, he seized his stool and drew it out from under the table where it lay. On it he used to set his dainty feet while feasting. Now all the rest had given food and filled with bread and meat the beggar's wallet. A moment, and Odysseus would go back to the threshold to taste the Achaean's bounty. Before Antinous he paused and said, Give me some food, kind sir. You do not seem the poorest of Achaeans, rather the chief, for you are like a king. So you shall give me bread more generously than others, and I will sing your praise the wide world through. For once I lived in luxury among my mates in a rich house, and often gave to wanderers, careless who they might be or with what needs they came. Servants I had in plenty, and everything besides by which men live at ease and are reputed rich. But Zeus, the son of Cronus, brought me low. His will it was. He sent me with a roving band of plunderers to Egypt, a long voyage to my ruin. In Egypt's stream I anchored my curved ships. Then to my trusty men I gave command to stay there by the ships and guard the ships, while I sent scouts to points of observation. But giving way to lawlessness and following their own bent, they presently began to pillage the fair fields of the Egyptians, carrying off wives and infant children and slaughtering the men. Soon the din reached the city. The people there, hearing the shouts, came forth at early dawn, and all the plain was filled with footmen and with horsemen and with the gleam of bronze. Then Zeus the Thunderer brought on my men a cruel panic, and none dared stand and face the foe. Danger encountered us on every side. So the Egyptians slew many of our men with the sharp sword, and carried others off alive to work for them in bondage. They gave me to a friend, who chanced to meet them upon his way to Cyprus, Metur, son of Iasus, who ruled with power in Cyprus. Thence I am now come hither, sore distressed.